Voters in California's recall election have decided they want Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger to replace Democratic Governor Gray Davis. In his victory speech, Schwarzenegger said he wants to work with the legislature for the good of California. Also on the ballot was a proposition called the Racial Privacy Initiative. Prop 54 would largely prohibit government agencies from collecting and using data on race and ethnicity. The initiative was voted down by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to Barbara O'Connor, director of the Institute for the Study of Politics and Media at Cal State Sacramento.
Proposition 54 was what you might call the sequel to two successful anti-affirmative action initiatives that have banned racial preferences in college admissions and hiring. Barbara O'Connor, good morning.
Good morning.
Describe for us Proposition 54. What exactly would it have done, and what was the aim of its backers?
Its goal was to really prohibit any public entity, universities, governments at any level, hospitals, from gathering any information that was linked to ethnicity. And the claim was made that if this were to pass, that we would finally have a colorblind society, and that was the goal of the initiative.
And its prime mover, it might be worth saying in this context, was an African-American, Ward Connerly, also the prime mover of Proposition 209, which banned affirmative action.
That's correct, and he's also a UC regent, and so he was instrumental in implementing 209 on the UC campuses here in California, and he's really been the proponent for any kind of corrective legislation that would afford remedial work for any minority student in the university system.
Now, Proposition 54, which has failed, had some pretty powerful opponents, including the very powerful teachers' union, but also a lot of the commentary and political ads against the proposition focused on how important it was to know about race and ethnicity for use in medical data.
Yeah, the most popular ad in the campaign was C. Everett Koop, and they ran it all over in the last 2 weeks of the election, talking about this would be the most important life or death decision you would make. And it focused on arguing that if you could not trace ethnicity to a lot of the illnesses that really are predatory on ethnic populations, that you would be killing people. And that was the focus of the ad, and it was quite successful.
And C. Everett Koop, of course, was a former and very popular Surgeon General.
Correct.
It was, though, only a few years ago that Californians passed Proposition 209, which eliminated a lot of affirmative action, at least in the school systems and in some hiring, by a wide margin. Why did Proposition 54 fail this time around?
Well, that's the question of the hour, because, as you know, it was a Republican night in California, and so one would think that that would produce a win on this proposition. I really believe it was because people were very concerned about the medical argument. That became the most salient issue in voters' minds, and they really did not want to not be able to do medical research and to help groups that had hereditary problems that were linked to their ethnicity.
Now, what do you think? It's failed. Is this the end? Will Ward Connerly and supporters of Proposition 54 be back in another form?
Well, I think they'll try and come back. They've already said that they would, and I think they were very discouraged that it got lost in the recall debate. And as he has said repeatedly, the fact that the lieutenant governor shifted over $4 million of money that he received from tribal gaming interests to defeat the Prop 54 at sort of the last minute in the last 3 weeks meant that those that were supporting the proposition were caught unaware and really didn't have enough money to fight it. So I suspect they'll be back better funded next time.
California's Racial Privacy Act, Proposition 54, was defeated yesterday. Barbara O'Connor is the director of Cal State Sacramento's Institute for the Study of Politics and Media. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.